As a musician and therapist, Brian Schreck says the heartbeat has always been interesting to him. He likes the bonding effect it can have in a high-risk pregnancy or as a keepsake for parents who have lost their child.
I'd like to record everything, so we can always capture something wonderful, even in a horrible experience. And there's not many experiences here in the hospital that we can really express joy, laughter, and the verb of music is to play.
In fact, in the intensive care unit, a lot of patients are intubated and sedated, so there may not be many memories the hospital and families would want to capture. But Schreck, music therapist at Cincinnati Children's, says the heart is still beating. It can be used in a variety of ways. One of them is to use the heartbeat as a metronome or drum beat for music.
It's not like we just haphazardly do it with every patient that we work with. But there have been some very neat things that we've done since, of recording mom and dad's heartbeats to sandwich in the patient's heart and made music with the family on top of that.
He talks about one of them involving Dylan Bennett's family. The 14-year-old Whitewater Township teen passed away in February, and while he was in intensive care, Schreck suggested putting his heartbeat to music. Dylan's dad, Jeremy, a musician, was open to the idea.
So what we did with the Bennett's is that we recorded their son Dylan's heartbeat, and then we used two of his favorite songs to just kind of drape around his heartbeat. And then once Jeremy and I started talking afterwards, he wanted some more songs, so we added two more tunes to it, and now it's about 7 or 8 minutes long.
Dylan's dad listens to the music every day when he's at the cemetery.
Now that heartbeat is immortalized in music, which can last forever. That means a lot when under such a negative situation. A parent losing a child is terrible.
As you get older, your heartbeat slows down. Here's a faster heartbeat from a younger child put to Schreck's guitar music. Schreck says the living and breathing experience can continue in music form. It is helping Jeremy heal, although he hasn't yet gone back to the band he plays in.
Music has always come from such a happy place for me that it's been a little bit strange to try to play music. But I see eventually recording music and putting my voice along with his heartbeat and my son and I playing music together for the rest of my life. I hope I never stop.
Bennett admits some people might think putting the heartbeat of your son who has passed to music might be strange, but he says music is about emotion.
Some people it makes dance, some people it makes cry, some people it makes laugh, and that's okay. Music is about emotion, the whole range of emotion. And if you can make somebody, the thought that it would make somebody even think, wow, that's kind of weird, that's an emotion. You know, if we can evoke emotion out of music, whatever that may be, I think that's where it's at.
Children says every patient and family has individual needs, and if this type of therapy makes sense, Schreck will suggest it. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.